I'm Randy Bone with Food for Thought. Just like the lions in Africa look for prey that strays from the pack, so the devil looks to prey on those that isolate themselves from other believers. You see, isolation can prove to be fatal. In the book of Hebrews, the author warns us that we should not stop gathering together with other believers, as some of you are doing. We were made for communion with God and others because collectively we find strength, comfort, nourishment, and joy. Peter reminds us of the devil's reality when he proclaims, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." And finally, King Solomon teaches us that two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble. That's food for thought.